who's been calling in, checking in on the show. What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody who has been keeping up with the show. I want to hear from all of you who are on the challenge as well, y'all. I'm going to do an episode to where it's just completely dedicated to everybody who's already on the challenge with me so that everybody can give their feedback and give other experiences as to what's going on with you on the 30 Days of Success Challenge. So I appreciate you all for tuning in tonight, okay? Tonight is called 30 More Days, all right? We're still on 30 Days of Success. Now, if you didn't keep up with the first part, the first 30 days, I suggest that you go back, okay? You can find all the episodes on blogtalkradio.com/thekjshow. Great information. And this stuff is up to speed, okay? I'm not telling you something that I've already lived. I'm telling you something that I understand consciously now. And I'm living it as we speak, okay? So this whole challenge is about just sharing information. A lot of times we see successful people, we see people on TV, we see people doing things that we want to do. And we're like, well, how did they get there? Like, what do they know that I didn't know? What happened? Are they just lucky? Did they just wake up one day and everything started to work out for them? Did they just know the right person? Did it just happen to be the right place at the right time? Yes, 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 and yes. But the good side of that is that that can be you too, okay? Because they're definitely not special. Your favorite, you know, celebrity or whatever, they're definitely not any more special than you are. They're not any more important to the Most High, to the Creator, to Source, to the Universe as you are, okay? We're all equal. We're all in this thing together. So now that I'm finally starting to figure out how to use the vibrations of the universe to my favor, I'm sharing it here on the 30 Days of Success Challenge. Just to give you a quick recap, since my 30 days, y'all, I feel like a completely, like, seriously brand new person. I carry myself differently. I feel like my 16-year-old self. Back in the day, okay, stay fresh. I dressed like I had a secretary job, like a top-notch, okay, secretary job when I was in high school, or office job. That's what I meant to say. Excuse me. Like, that's how I dressed, you know, just always up to par, up to speed. So it was like that, but now just on a whole nother level, you know. I was working out. I've been trying to get my body together. You know, I had a child about a year ago. She's 1 year now. And you know, even with that, like, it seems like I don't have to do anything. So people close to me, they be like, well, you don't do anything. You don't work. And then they're like, well, not in the traditional sense. Like, people don't even know what to say about my life experience right now because you can't say anything. Why? Because I'm showing and proving, you know, and things are working out for me. So to say something would just clearly, you know, be on the hating side. But I just wanted y'all to know, this is 30 more days. Like I said, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. This is a great opportunity for you. I don't know if you've looked at the video so far, but this is about momentum. It's about staying on the right foot. You know, we all have things that we would like to do. I'm sure, you know, we've all lived enough life to have desires, you know, think about things that we want to have, think about things that we think that we should have, you know, working towards our goals consistently every day. I know a lot of people personally who have been trying to make it work and, you know, just can't figure it out. So that's what this is about. And for me, the main difference in everything that I've been doing is just basically waking up and making sure that I figure out exactly how I want my day to go. And when I do that, I mean, at first it was hard because we're conditioned to, you know, the same thing. But when you look around you, I'm sure that most of us don't necessarily have somebody who we're like, who we grew up with that, you know, oh, I want to be like that person, at least financially, or, you know, a person who doesn't have to work a 9-to-5. Most of us don't have access to people like that. Maybe we might know a friend whose parents was like that, or we might know a teacher who kind of lived that kind of lifestyle, but none of us have close contact. So since I've been on this journey, you know, like I said, I was a hard worker. I've done things the hard way several times in my life. And after coming to a complete, like, you know, most people call it a crisis, just coming to a point where, you know, my whole life turned upside down, right in the middle of divorce, all kind of chaos going on around me. You see what I'm saying? It left me nothing to do but to figure out how to succeed, okay? I don't have a choice anymore. You know, I have a daughter. I can't get out there and physically grind like I used to. You know, I was the type of worker, I'd get out and I won't come home. You know, I'll do what I got to do to make money. You see, I never had a problem working hard. But what I've learned, and the greatest blessing in my situation, is that I learned that you don't have to work hard at all, okay? And I know that sounds crazy to most people, because even a lot of people who know me and who have known me, they're looking at my life now and they're like, I know, it's like, what are you doing? You know, what exactly are you doing? Because you have things, everything's working out for you, but I don't see you working hard like you used to, and that's because you don't have to. Think about millionaires, billionaires, okay? There are people making salaries that you can't even fathom, and they're not busting their ass to do it. Excuse my language. They're not busting their ass to do it, okay? There's people making a it's right now, you know, what are people making? Maybe $80 a day, $100 a day, maybe not even that. You got people just making millions of dollars a day. And right now they're probably sipping lattes somewhere. They're not working hard, okay? And that's what I finally realized. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, I'm doing everything. I'm so smart. I was the top of my class. I've been smart my whole life. So I'm like, I'm smart. I have a finance business degree. I got all these talents. I'm working hard. I'm doing everything right. So what's wrong? And what I figured out is I was just doing too much. And I was also thinking too much, okay? So just to give everybody that might be new on board, you know, a glimpse of what we got going on, the 30 days to success is about choosing a high vibration regardless. It's about saying, you know what, I don't got time to be arguing with nobody. I don't have time to be giving nobody my energy. You know, I don't got time to be gossiping about Pookie. I don't even got time to be watching what these crazy girls got going on these reality shows, because my whole focus is on getting things that I want. And a lot of times we get caught up in so many different vibrations, you know, so many different people. We live in a world with social media, television. We have access to all things, all information. We can follow anybody that we want to. It's never been like that before. So it's easy to get distracted. But when you're on the 30 Days to Success Challenge, you know, none of that stuff matters, okay? If it's not making you feel good, walk the other way. And that's what this whole challenge has been about for me, okay? I don't deal with anything that takes me to a lower vibration. When I get up in the morning, I don't leave out of my room, y'all, until I feel excellent. By the time I walk out my door, I'm really feeling like, yo, today is going to be great. I cannot wait to see what happens, who I meet. Like, it's going to be incredible today. I just can't wait to see what the day unfolds. That's how I feel, and that's how everybody can make themselves feel every single second of the day. The only time that we're not feeling connected, the only time that we're feeling lost is when we kind of not disconnect ourselves from the source, but when we're not open to it. So I always explain in this way, and I'll continue to do it. You have to think about frequencies and vibrations like radio stations. If you're listening to, I'll use my local radio station, Foxy 103, you see, you're not going to hear nothing that's on Power 107. That's impossible. Like, and you know that. You know that if you're listening to Foxy 103, you're not going to hear nothing on Power 107. So if you're trying to get on that high vibrating disc, let's say Power 107 is a high vibrating disc, you have to change it to that frequency, and then you'll be able to hear everything that they got on the radio station. That's the same thing. And, y'all, I'm really saying a mouthful here, because this is the whole secret. And a lot of the successful people don't want you to know this because it's too easy. You know, so many people get to where they get by doing things that they didn't necessarily want to do. And so when they get there and they figure out they didn't have to do it like that, I feel like maybe that's the reason that a lot of people don't want to share the secrets, okay? But it's all about staying positive, because once you stay positive, now you're in tune with that higher frequency. Now you can hear things that are coming from higher thoughts, okay? So the whole point of being successful is to be inspired. Look at any successful person you know. That's, and I'm talking about millionaires. If you want just $1,000, if you just want to make at least only six figures in your lifetime, this is not for you, okay? Because this is thinking and going rich right here. This is 30 days to success. This is 30 days to anything that you could ever desire or want, right here. This is millions. This is billions. This is private islands, jets, all that type of stuff. That's what this is about. This is about getting anything that you can dream of, okay? So what I've started to learn, especially since I've been on the challenge, I'm beyond my 30 days, way beyond my 30 days, okay? But 30 official days last month. Now I'm redoing the 30 days because I'm doing this every month, okay? I like to make it a new thing, all right? So since I've been on this challenge, it's like everything has been completely changing for me. I came from a very, very low space, low energy, depressed. I couldn't even think of nothing. I remember sitting in my bed, and I was like, man, what am I grateful for? Nothing. And it's so funny to me right now because if anybody's feeling like that, I'm not laughing at you. The only reason I'm laughing is because just lighten up. It's not that serious. Nothing that we're going through is that serious. All is well. We're only in flesh, you know, we're more than what we look like. We're flesh right now, but that's nothing compared to who we truly are. So whatever you're going through, just lighten up and just listen to these words, okay? I found out that when you stay positive, and I don't like to use the word positive because then it makes negative look bad. And negative is not a bad thing. It's just energy. If you're on a negative frequency or a lower frequency, you're going to get access to lower thoughts, lower information. If your vibration changes to a higher frequency, to a positive state of mind, now you start to get all of these insights and all of this inspiration is coming from a higher place, okay? So that's all that this is about, all right? And what I've realized is that now I really literally, y'all, I don't do anything. Sometimes I'm on the edge of boredom, but not really, because then an inspiration will hit. Like, oh, go do this. Since I've been on a challenge, I've had so many businesses. I have an imaging company, which that's my main business. And then I had, you know, different clothing lines here and there, and all kind of business ventures that I started. Because, you know, since I'm out here independent, you got to really grind. You got to hustle. You can't just have one hustle. You got to do more than one thing. But since I've been on a challenge, 30 days later, I have all kinds of new businesses that I've sparked basically overnight. Great response. I'm getting better responses from people than I've ever gotten since I've done anything, y'all. And I only got 3 minutes left. I'm trying to wrap it up. So, you know, that's what's going on. You know, once you tap into that higher frequency, you get thoughts. You don't have to think about it. All you got to know is what you want. You don't have to figure out how. And that's what a lot of us try to do. We try to figure out, well, this is what I want. I want this by this time, and this is how I want to get it. And that's all wrong. That's too much resistance. That's too much. That's like you trying to bully the universe, like trying to strong-arm the universe. Like, look, this is how we going to do it. You can't strong-arm the universe. So all our job is to do is to just desire things, relax, have fun, because when you have fun, then you stay happy, right? And then when you're happy, then you start to get access to that higher information. And you can do this. It doesn't matter if you have a 9-to-5. It don't matter if you feel trapped in your situation because you're not. I was once working a 9-to-5, working at a call center that nobody likes to work at. And before I even knew what was going to happen to me next, I remember evolving to a point to where I knew it was time to put in my 2 weeks notice. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I didn't know how I was going to do any of that stuff. But something told me put in my 2 weeks notice. And that was about 3 years ago now, y'all. You see what I'm saying? So join this 30 Days to Success Challenge with me. Listen to the other podcasts if you haven't. I'm going to be doing another show. I want to hear from people. I wanted to take calls tonight. I couldn't. I really apologize for that. But I'm doing another show this week, okay? I got about a minute and some change left. Check out the show, KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. Okay, that has all of the podcasts in the previous episodes. Check out my YouTube channel, Kendra Justine. I'm going to be uploading videos and all kinds of things for us to succeed. Listen to me. If you don't remember anything about anything I said tonight, if you're new to this challenge, when you go to sleep tonight, just go to sleep feeling good, okay? Even if you have to listen to this again, make sure you feel good. Think about things that make you feel good. Don't think about anything that makes you feel bad. If it starts making you feel bad, think about something else. Direct your focus. And when you wake up tomorrow, make sure that whatever you got to do, whether you got to think about your kids or whether you got to pray or whatever you have to do to make yourself feel good, make sure that you feel great. before you leave out your house. And watch how the day unfolds, y'all. We live in heaven. This is paradise. We live in a day and age where anything is possible. We can travel anywhere we want. That was a time that wasn't even possible, y'all. So wake up, smell the beautiful prana, the fresh air in nature. I love y'all. I appreciate you for tuning in. You are successful. You will be that multi-billionaire, millionaire. Love y'all. Peace.